Good morning.
Doug, when you see all over the league quarterbacks getting benched and replaced, and you wake up every morning knowing that you have a guy that you never have to, you know, that's never even an equation, obviously, with Carson. What's the luxury to a coach being set at that position and, you know, just never having to worry about it?
Well, there is a level of comfort, obviously, to have a guy like Carson that we've been working with and went out and drafted a year ago and getting him into our building and working with him. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm more worried about, you know, our team and what we do than looking around the league at other teams. I mean, everybody obviously has their own issues and dealing with a lot of things, but you know, for us, it's just focusing on today and getting better today and getting Carson better today and, you know, trying to win another football game.
How much did LB's and Beatty's experience in the postseason factor in the decisions to bring him on to the team now?
As far as the postseason, none. But adding talent to our roster, everything. And that's what we do every single time we make a signing or a trade or a personnel decision. It's to, as you know, I've said and how we said all along that, you know, we continue to, you know, bring talent and add talent to our roster.
Signing Beatty, he hasn't played much, obviously, in the past few years. What made you want to bring him in at this point?
Well, at this point, you know, he has played games. He's been a starter in this league, and you know, that's valuable. You know, he comes in and just gives us that added depth that, you know, that you like to have at not only the offensive line, but any position that we bring a player in for.
How's it been in the depth chart? What does that do to Siamalu's situation? Does he continue to take reps at back, or does he move inside the guard? Is he still the back?
Well, Isaac's still going to work, you know, his rotation inside and outside. It doesn't affect Isaac. You know, Will's got to come in here and he's got to learn, you know, just like any player, you know, even Ellerby. You know, these guys have got to learn our system first before we can, you know, fully engage them. Just like Jay, you know, Ajayi, they got to learn and show us that they're capable of understanding our schemes before we put them out there.
When you self-scouted last year at the end of the season, what did you learn as a coach from last year's loss in Dallas?
What did I learn? Well, number one, you hate to lose any week. You know, the other thing is just, you know, we had opportunities in that game to make some plays and change the outcome of that game. And, you know, I learned from the decisions I made in that game and have corrected those this season from preseason on. You know, those are some of the takeaways. And for us as a football team, we're learning how to finish those games now, you know, this season. And that's a tribute to the players in the locker room.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success early. I think you've scored 5 and 9 times on first possession, 5 and 9 on second. What is your process for scripting your first 15 plays every week? How do you guys do it?
Well, you know, obviously Frank and I and you know, we sit down, we put the game plans together, and it just comes down to the film study, you know, and just kind of going back and watching our teams, you know, that we're playing each week and trying to get a, you know, whether it be a pattern or a, you know, a something that maybe you can sort of trust and rely on, knowing that by a certain personnel group or formation, you can get a defense in a certain front and coverage. Plays a little bit into it, but at the same time, you know, I want to just make sure too, when I put these together, that I can keep our offense in a rhythm and start fast, and something we talk about every week.
You mentioned Jay kind of learning the system. Frank talked yesterday that he would feel very comfortable basically using him at any point. Are you at that point as well with Ajayi?
Yeah, he's come in here and he's proven to pick up our system. He's a smart guy, obviously. We saw it, you know, the first couple of days he was here, and then, you know, it carried over into the game against the Broncos. And, you know, we'll just keep increasing his role just a little bit. You know, again, you know, we're going into another hostile, loud environment, and I want to make sure that he's, you know, well prepared. Maybe not the entire game plan, but again, a certain role and a certain number of plays that he can function on.
Do you have a sense of how much the bye week kind of helped him being able to study and not have to be on the field?
Well, it's definitely, you know, from the classroom standpoint, you know, it's slowed down. A little more, you know, more teaching, and he can go back and even watch the Denver game and take, you know, personally himself to have some takeaways from that game. And again, this is a veteran player who's played and understands football, and we'll just continue to grow his package and grow his you know, the amount of plays and everything that, that he's doing with our offense, and you know, continue to keep him coming. But that's definitely a nice way to get him kind of caught up.
You look at the amount that Wentz gets hit, kind of big picture, and are you comfortable with the rate in which he's getting hit, and anything that you'd like to see moving forward?
Well, we know this is a physical game, and you know, part of Carson's strength too is his ability to run, and I think some of his toughness, you know, early on has shown, and you know, we just continue to have conversation with him, and just want to make sure that he's protecting himself, and you know, we need him for all 16 games, and just something we continue to try to educate him on, and make sure that he's aware that you know, his importance to the football team.
So what's the line? I mean, what's the separation for you of what you'd like to see versus?
Well, for me, I mean, the most part is number one is to protect yourself. And whether it's sliding, going down, getting out of bounds, you know, that's the first thing. You know, I've said this before that, you know, unless it's the game winner in a Super Bowl, protect yourself. And that's the line.
So there's been a lot of talk about how the Eagles have a good locker room and everyone is very selfless. In your experience, is that the chicken or the egg? I mean, do winning teams have selflessness, or does selflessness develop?
I think it develops. But I saw it last year. You know, even we win that I think 5-game skid there during the middle of this part of the season. You know, this time of year we lost those games, and it was still a selfless locker room, and a locker room that was not divided, not pointing fingers. They came to work every day. I saw the same. You're seeing the same work ethic today that I saw, you know, last year at this time. So it's just a tribute to the guys and to the messaging of the team and them buying into it and believing it and knowing that they're a good football team.
What makes Corey Clement so effective?
What was your message going into this week?
My message this week?
Yeah.
One is you know, we have to refocus, obviously, coming off a break. We got to get ourselves back to doing the things we did before the break. You know, we're getting guys healthy, so, you know, guys will be full steam ahead this week, and we'll just have some parts out there that haven't been out there practicing and seeing where they are at the end of the week. But the biggest thing is just, you know, it's one day at a time message. You know, it's win today. That was my message this morning. Let's just win today. Let's get better today. And there's two types of players, two types of coaches, those that are getting better and those that aren't. So I challenge our team just to get better today.
Looked at the Dallas tape from last year in Dallas. Do you feel like it's one that just got away from you that you guys had and you let slip through the fingertips?
Yeah, you get a little sense of that. You know, they had the fake punt, you know, got us last year, obviously. They marched the length of the field and scored. And, you know, we had opportunities in that game. And that's what I said earlier about us learning how to finish those games and putting those teams away. We weren't able to do that this year and make those plays and stay, you know, offensively, stay on the field, defensively, get off the field. And, you know, that was definitely one that we look at, you know, a year ago, and it did. It did slip away, you know, because you had the lead there in the, you know, early in the fourth quarter.
And the decision that you said you learned from in that game, what specific decision did you learn from that you'd like to have back?
You know, there were a couple situations where, or at least one in particular, that had a chance to maybe kick a field goal. And you know, I got to do a better job at coaching the actual play. It was a third down situation, and you know, I've got to do a better job at the teaching of the play. It starts with me, and we didn't execute the play very well, and knocked us out of potential field goal range, and it would have extended our lead at that time. So just those types of decisions where maybe you do something a little bit differently, call a different play, or in that case, just teach that play at that time better.
What makes Corey Clement so effective in the red zone down by the goal line?
I think it's just his attitude, his demeanor, his want to and his will. I mean, all those things are what Corey is and who he is. And, He's a very violent, aggressive runner, and just loves ball. I mean, loves to, anytime he gets in there, he goes 100 miles an hour. And smart guy, he's coachable, and does exactly what you asked him to do, and the results are paying off for him.
Doug, you've spoken previously about adjusting some things in practice to help develop young players. Can you explain what exactly you did this year and why those changes were made?
Yeah, one thing we implemented on a Wednesday, Friday after practice is just keep our young guys for 10 minutes after practice and just not only the young players but our young coaches too, and put them through just some individual drill work and let those young coaches coach and teach and further their knowledge with the instruction, and then let our young players get reps that they normally wouldn't get, let's say in the normal practice period, and we do that on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Two more questions. Do you find it's even more important to have a strong running game as you get into like December and then even into the playoffs? Do you always kind of believe that, like even when you were with Andy?
Yeah, I think it's important, all season, but really as you go. You know, you saw it this past weekend. Some of the teams that had big wins were able to run the football. And, and I think down the stretch when the weather gets a little nasty, whether it's snow or rain or cold weather, whatever it is, the ability to run and rely on your front line, your offensive guys, I think is important for you. If you have an opportunity to play, in the postseason, the run game becomes important as well. It's definitely something that we try to keep focusing on each week.
If your players would say that they're preparing for this week like any other week, but as a former player and as a coach now, what does this Eagles-Cowboys rivalry mean for the city of Philadelphia?
Well, I can remember back when I played here in 99. I mean, it was, all week long. It was like, I don't care what else happens the rest of the year. You got to beat the Cowboys. I mean, that's the mindset of the city and it is. I mean, it's, listen, they're 2-0, we're 3-0 in the division, and this is a very important football game for both teams. It should be a great football game as it always is, and just look forward to going down there and competing and it's, if you get a chance, if you do win the football game, obviously the city of Philadelphia is, it's big. It's big for the city. It's big for our team, obviously heading in the right direction. And that's what we're focused on doing this week.
You were sort of a guy that was pretty good at games after the bye in Andy. Anything in particular you took from him as far as how to approach that game?
Well, probably two things. One, how he was able to just refocus the football team coming off the bye, getting them back into practice and back into the habits that we were doing, before the break. And then secondly is just the consistency with him, as and being around him that, it's just the same. He's the same day in and day out, same consistency, same work ethic. Practice doesn't change, doesn't get longer, doesn't get harder. And he just goes about his business. Thanks. Appreciate it.